Let's catch up on financial markets now with Brad Gordon at Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon to you, Brad.
Good afternoon, Giles.
Wall Street was looking for a bit of direction. In the end, the Dow was down slightly, but the other indices just modestly higher. Obviously, a half an eye on what's happening with the coronavirus outbreak.
Yes, markets are certainly keeping a close eye on developments there in New Zealand's own Tourism Holdings Limited is actually down 10 cents today, 295, so that's feeling the impact of that. The NZX 50 Growth Index has sort of taken that mixed lead down 9 points, 11,892. Oceania Living, key result out today, up 2 cents at $1.33, very much delivering to plan for the 265 units that they want to deliver in 2020. Elsewhere in the market, Auckland International Airport down 3 cents, $8.94. Again, that's in the eye of that the coronavirus. A2 Milk down 10 cents at $15.92. Chorus up 1 cent at $6.62. Fletcher Building up 8 cents at $5.69. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare down 1 cent at $22.84. Mercury Energy up 4 cents at $5.26. Meridian down 5 cents at $5.28. Ryman up 2 cents at $16.52. Spark down 1 cent at $4.59, Somerset down 5 cents at $9.20, and Skiller up down 2 cents at $2.43.
Australia's open just 20-odd minutes ago. How have they started?
Yeah, well, a fairly robust opening for the S&P ASX 200, currently up 17 points at 7,105. Amongst the majors, BHP down 70 cents at $40.38, Commonwealth Bank up 51 cents at $85.03. CSL up $1.22 at $308.41. Rio Tinto down $2.86 at $103.26. Telstra down 1 cent at $3.89. Westpac up 20 cents at $25.28. And Woolworths up 26 cents at $41.20.
Now, did our currency get any lift from those inflation numbers at all?
Yes, New Zealand dollar looks quite strong, 96.67 against the Australian dollar, 66.13 against the US dollar. Against the Japanese yen, it's 72.43, and against the Great Britain pound sterling at 0.504, and against the euro at 0.598. New Zealand trade weighted index at 72.5.
And how are interest rates, oil and gold looking?
Yes, 3-month bank bill rate at 1.31%, 10-year government bond rate at 1.48%, West Texas Intermediate crude at $55.78 US dollars, and spot gold at $1,561 US dollars.
Thank you very much. That's Brad Gordon from Hobson Wealth Partners.